One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
One of the big speculations was that Anthony was coming back.
It's the worst when two immature, dudes, are making you feel so little.
Flaming Hot Cheetos are the only Cheetos anyone should be eating. Anyone who eats regular Cheetos is for sure a terrorist.
Oh, tell us about your guy.
Tell us about your man.
Well, my man, his name is Sam.
I mean, I think we could all agree that Olivia's just overall a bad person.
No, I think this time around I'm going to be a lot meaner to you.
That's fine. I mean, I'll, you know.
Because you were mean to me and now I'm going
to... I was never mean to you. You were always mean to me.
I had 3 months to just think of insults. That's all
okay.
I did all
Well,
day.
Same. I have so a notebook.
You're doing a rebrand.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that much of... It's not a drastic rebrand.
Wow, you're a little bitch.
All right. Well, this is a great way to start off the second Smoshcast of all time.
Olivia, remember
because we really like the Olivia's a Bully video.
It's a great video, and it's based on real life because Olivia bullies me.
That's actually not true, but I'm going to start bullying you.
Okay. All right. We have Olivia here.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
This is going to be interesting because I feel like people rarely get to see the real Olivia.
The real Liv.
Do you think you could bring her out in this podcast?
Give me $2 million.
Okay. Well, we're screwed.
Well, nope. I feel like Olivia is exactly who she seems like on camera, which is a complete psychopath. Our friendship is actually what it is.
It really is.
You say insane things. I don't know how to handle it or how to respond. And you just keep going.
Yeah.
Where do you think that comes from?
The part where I make up weird sounds.
The part where you're psycho.
The part where I'm psycho. I think it comes from
probably the neural pathways.
My dad cheating on my mom.
Whoa, wowie.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's facts, dude.
Dropping bombs.
Dang.
Dropping divorce bombs.
Your dad's gonna listen to this podcast, though.
No. YouTube is illegal in China.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow, so you get to just talk whatever shit you want.
Fuck my dad. I'm just kidding. I love my dad. Dad, I love you.
I have to assume, I don't think my parents are going to listen to this podcast, but I have to assume at some point my mom's going to find it and then start listening to it. So that's like the one realm I can't talk shit about is my parents. I got to you know.
The only thing that I know about your dad, other than what you just mentioned, was when he visited for 2 days and he forced you to buy a more expensive car but made you pay for it.
Yes, I had to pay the lease on that car because it was more of him and my mom fighting over decision making, basically. My mom wanted to make a decision for me. My dad wanted to make a decision for me, and ultimately he was like, I want you to listen to me because your mother is wrong all the time, which is not true. That's why the divorce happened.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a good thing.
Wow, that's a pretty crazy, that sounds like a weird punishment. Mm-hmm. You're in big trouble, you're gonna buy this Porsche.
So now I drive a Lambo.
He's like, you have to buy this solid gold car. I don't care how you do it, but you must.
See, I'm in a weird position with cars with my dad because my dad's very intense about cars and he's so hyped on Honda Civics that I've had two in a row. And if I ever buy a different car than a Honda Civic, my dad's gonna be like, well, they're great cars. I don't know why, I don't know. He's the type, he drove a Vega since he was 16 until he had me in his 30s. He drove the same car.
I feel like that's
years.
Like the Buick of your father's generation. Your grandfather probably loved Buicks.
Probably.
Because I feel like old people love driving. Actually,
my grandfather, as frugal as he is, he bought a T-Bird back in the day. In the 50s or 60s. But he to this day is like, I don't know why I spent all that money on it. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's pretty much every car. I mean, really, you're just trying to get from point A to point B. But yeah. some
but
of us
style.
Just some of us just want to do it in a more extravagant way. You know?
Yeah. I respect it. I don't think I'll ever buy that expensive of a car because I just don't care enough, and I just don't take care of my car enough.
I care a lot about my image and how people see me on the streets. Yeah. So
Olivia has the most street cred out of all the squad.
Yeah, like the real Olivia, lots of street cred.
So much street cred.
I think it's a thing where it's easy to live without like, you know, luxury things. And then you have a friend that gets something and you're like, "Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Wait, this seat gets warm and it can also cool. Ooh, I want that."
Yeah.
Like so, once you start getting exposed, you're like, all right, I can get with that, yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But also, I remember when you got your car, you're like, you know, you spend most of your time in Los Angeles in your car.
Yeah.
So it's like you might as well have a good experience if you're gonna spend 50% of your time in the car.
Somebody put it in a good way. They said you should spend the money on the things that separate you from the ground. So it's a good bed, good shoes, and a good car.
And a good plane.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, baby. You know, right? What's that song?
Smosh Airlines.
G6.
Like a G6.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song.
Far East Movement.
Hell yeah, my people.
I dig my Honda Civic. I respect it. We have a good thing going.
It's chocolate.
It is Kona Black is the official color of my Honda Civic. Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Just like I like my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
No, go for it.
No.
Come on, it's a podcast. Okay. You could just speak your mind, Olivia.
Just like how I like my chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, good
That's
one.
Right.
Good save.
Just like how I like our other castmate, Keith.
That's right.
All right.
That is how I prefer Keith.
Kona.
Whenever Keith is Caucasian, I'm like, you know what? No. This is
just doesn't feel right.
You know what, Keith? No.
We're recording this in a really weird time right now because of all the craziness with the announcement of the Mythical and Smosh.
Right.
We're actually recording this an hour and 40 minutes after the official announcement on Friday.
Yeah.
So
things are chaotic.
Things are chaotic. We're also shooting a video right now.
Yeah.
One of them of which is Every Podcast Ever.
All right.
Which if you're listening to this on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast things, it will be coming out this Friday. If you're watching this on YouTube, hey, look, it came out today.
Woohoo.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. We jumped out of a scene and into here. We started at 6:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I need more coffee.
I feel like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I feel like this is what he does.
You gotta cough more, like in the middle of the
This is brought to you by Onnit. Onnit is a great supplement for your bones and your soul.
You gotta smoke a bowl in the middle of it too. Like, be like, that's really interesting. Anyways, Bobby,
so have you heard
Bobby
about aliens?
And I feel like for video, it's just I feel like his response to everything is, I feel like. Yeah, because that's the thing about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's very curious, which is cool, but...
I respect his podcast. I think that the awesome thing that he does is he listens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, a lot of times with, you know, comedy podcasts, everyone's just trying to get a joke in.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like every second, like, they're like, oh, my penis, though, right?
Yeah.
And it just gets annoying, like... Just let the comedy happen if it's going to happen. And he has a lot of interesting people on, and it's fun to listen to them.
I'll listen whenever he has. It's like, yeah, I have a neuroscientist on, or you know, an astronomer or something. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
The first podcast I ever listened to, the guy interviewed Bo Burnham, and that's how I got into podcasts because I respect the heck out of Bo. And I've been a fan of his since like the beginning days when he had that huge keyboard.
God.
I thought Bo Burnham was like a normal size or a small size person, but he just had this giant keyboard. So there was this big thing called YouTube Live. They did it once in San Francisco. And it must have just been a financial disaster because they had like Katy Perry and Soulja Boy.
It was a big thing.
It was huge.
I watched a lot of it.
Yeah. And this was the first time that like other YouTubers actually saw each other for the first time. So there was like Dax Flame, which if anybody knows who Dax Flame is, they're freaking out right now because he's a god. Shay Carl, I believe Rhett and Link. I think Rhett and Link were there. They were, yeah.
And Baratz and Joe was
Beretta was there.
That dramatic chipmunk was there.
Yep. Charlie bit my finger was there, biting people's fingers.
God, YouTube, a different time.
Right.
Different time.
Yeah. But that's where you saw Bo.
Yes. So we were all put up in the same hotel. So it was so wild.
Hotel like, room.
Get into this room.
Just one single
room.
Like, look, we spent all the money on Soulja Boy. So you guys need to cram into this one room.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's two bathrooms. I got in an elevator to go to the event, and there's this tall ass dude standing next to me. And I don't look at people in the face on the elevator. That's weird. So like he got off and I was like, oh shit, that's Bo. I don't know if I ever said hi to him.
God, I loved his stuff back then. And I love his stuff now, obviously. Eighth Grade's one of my favorite movies of this past year.
Gucci.
But man, he had a video where he was just going about his day. And it's just him just doing nonsense stuff. It's so good. He's so funny.
If only we could be so talented.
He's a genius. I really think he's one of the most genius people out there.
Yeah, I mean, listening to him on that podcast, I'm like, I don't necessarily want your brain, but you're amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like that sometimes. I feel like that. I catch myself thinking that when Shane tells a really good joke. Like, I'm like, God, I wish I had Shane's brain.
My brain is nothing like Bo
Burnham's. Wait, just kidding. I've never thought that before.
Oh, damn, Olivia, wow. Coming in with those roasts.
I knew it was coming. Knew it was coming. A compliment?
No. I really do think that. Like, today you said something really funny, and I was like, God, I wish I thought of that.
Is that also because your parents got a divorce?
Everything stems back from to the divorce. Right. The way I am.
I wasn't born until the divorce.
Small? How small? You become...
I was malnourished. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Are you sure that wasn't from your mom just shutting you in the garage for
hours? No. That taught me a lot of discipline.
That's where I trained. Just me in a garage with a punching bag.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
No, but I feel like I can be myself around you guys. Like, there's so many different versions. You know, there's the sassy mama version.
I know that one well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, be careful. Don't you talk... any crap.
Do they all have different voices?
Sassy mama's like this. I'm just kidding. It just depends what mood I'm in, you know? Like, there's the weird Olivia, where I just, like, make weird sounds and...
And when you get mad, though, it's like, it's no joke.
Really?
You and Keith have gotten into arguments, and it's...
No, I feel like when I'm mad, I'm very monotone.
Yeah, it's monotone, but, like, your face is still, but you'll be like, no, you're not... That's... No. don't even talk to me right now. Don't even talk to me. You and Keith, look, this is one of the funniest moments ever. We used to obviously fly out to Sacramento to film sketches, and we'd be there for like 3 days at a time, and we'd all stay in the Smosh house. There was one night where you and Keith got into you guys were yelling at each other from across the house over Rihanna or Beyonce.
Yes.
It was over that, and Keith was Beyonce. He was like, no, Beyonce is the best. You were all about how Rihanna's really great.
I think Rihanna's really great too.
Yeah, and there wasn't an actual argument happening because you were just saying Rihanna's also talented, and Keith for some was just like, no, Beyonce.
Beyonce. Think Keith likes to be he likes to be a little bitch sometimes.
he'll admit he
knows too. He was like, I'm petty as fuck. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Why are you trying to start a fight with me? You obviously know I love Rihanna. We didn't see each other's faces. We were just yelling from like Keith's room and then the living room. We were just yelling at each other. And then you can hear Noah with his patronizing laugh, which pisses me off so much because you know when I'm passionate. Do not patronize me by doing the Noah laugh. Do the Noah laugh, Shane.
I don't know what it is.
It's just so annoying. And like, I was
just like,
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. And then they're laughing because they're like in love with each other. And then like, I'm just sitting there and like, I'm like, okay, no one's defending Rihanna. Like, I got to defend my homegirl.
Courtney and I are kind of just like, I think I was off. I would sleep like right near the front door on an aerobed.
You'd be the first one to get stabbed in a burglary.
Yeah, to get murdered. But I was kind of just there just listening, kind of laughing. So I'm like, this is hilarious.
The laughs don't help.
Courtney, I think, was right there like supporting you.
She was like, guys, come on. But then I'm like, I don't need this. I'm strong.
But eventually, they were just yelling at each other, just nonsense. And then eventually Olivia just goes, oh, shut up. And then there's a pause. And then you hear Keith just go, She did not just tell me to shut up, did she? She did not just tell me to shut up. She just told me to shut up.
And then... I'm pretty sure I said shut your mouth, which is worse.
It's so funny, though, because it's over Rihanna and Beyonce.
And I start crying.
Yeah.
I start crying because it's the worst when two immature, like, dudes, like, are making you feel so little. And maybe it's a complex that I have. I don't like to feel small. But they were just, like, so mean to me, and nobody was helping me out.
It's probably funny. Because Beyonce is better than Rihanna.
Dude, don't even get me started.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And we should clarify, like, we love each other a
yes.
lot. We would, and this was probably, what, 3 years ago?
But then this argument ended literally within, I cried for like 30 seconds. It was really funny. I was laughing that I was crying. I was so mad. And then like, I think 2 minutes later, Keith comes out. He goes, he's like, I don't like it when you tell me to shut my mouth. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you're a mean. And then we hugged it out.
Yeah, that's literally how the squad would go. Back in the day, I mean, still, we'll just go through a day where it's just like, we're just mad at each other for some dumb reason, like Rihanna and Beyonce. And then the next day, we're back to being best
yeah.
friends.
I wish somebody could record, like, us arguing, because it's so funny. It's
And our arguments are never that serious. It's
no.
always Rihanna and Beyonce
yeah,
or something
because,
like that.
Yeah, it's because, like, I think we're tired and, like, we're just... You know, we've been around each other for a little too long.
It's like a family, you
yeah.
know? It's like we're some,
it really
like,
is.
Big Italian family. Yeah. We all get mad at each other,
yeah.
and then you know, we make up. That always, like, scared me with one of my exes. Like, her whole family would go, like, crazy on each other. They'd be, like, screaming at each other. And then like, you know, we'd all go to bed the next morning. Like, everybody would be sitting, eating breakfast, all friendly. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
That's crazy.
I'm the type, I have to talk about it. Like, I can't argue and then go back to being normal. I have to be like, hey, I'm sorry about this, or
yeah,
let's talk
too.
About that. Let's put it in the past. But I can't just not bring it up again.
Yeah.
When some people just bottle it up, like they
yeah.
never talk about it. So they just bury it deep.
Ugh.
And then one day it'll just spring up.
Yeah.
And just fuck everything.
I'm not like that at all. I'm very forgetful.
I can't, if I offended anyone in any way, I have to, like, make sure that it's in the past. Damien
yeah.
and I are both that way to such an extreme where we will apologize to each other for things that never happened. The first time I ever met Damien, we were, like, at a lunch that was great, whatever. Then the next day, I see him and he goes, hey, man, I just want to just ask, like, I interrupted you at one point yesterday during
Aww.
Lunch. I just want to make sure, like, I hope that didn't, you know, I didn't mean to do that. I hope it didn't. And I was like, I don't even remember that happening.
He cares about you.
So funny. I mean, this was the first time we met.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, and it's pretty accurate of what he's like.
That's
all the time.
Awesome. I love
yeah.
Damien. Damien's
yeah,
a good
great.
Guy.
He's a good guy.
Unlike you.
Okay.
Just kidding. Right. You're a great
again.
Guy. You are a great guy.
You're a great guy, too.
Thank you.
No problem, Olivia.
Well, speaking of guys...
Ooh.
I'm in between two.
Oh.
Guy Sandwich.
That's my favorite chef.
Olivia.
Guy Fieri's little brother.
Oh. Guy Sandwich.
Guy Sandwich. They have different last names in that
but
family.
But it's pronounced Guy Sandwich.
Guy Sandwich.
I hate that he just, like, he insists that people say Fieri.
That's not even his last name, right?
He can do whatever
it's
he
probably
wants.
Like Guy Johnson.
It's like Jones or something.
Guy Jones. It's just, you
Clark
know.
Clark Bunsen.
Just Guy Balrog.
Guy Balrog. He is a Balrog.
I love the photo of him with somebody photoshopped out his facial hair and gave him normal hair. And
Ooh.
It's so good. He just looks like an accountant.
He looks like someone who works at H&R Block.
Speaking of guys, Olivia, you got yourself a guy.
You got yourself a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell us about your guy.
Tell us about your man.
Well, my man. His name is Sam.
Ooh.
Actually, I had to confess to Sam a couple days ago that... So, I've, like, seen Sam on Instagram since I was, like, 17.
Okay, what?
Mm.
Hold on.
Okay, no.
This messes up the narrative.
No. I know. It's not like I didn't know who Sam was. I knew who Sam was because I think one day my friend showed me. Because, like, my friend knew him. Like, you know how, like, the acting circle in LA?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know, we all have
right.
mutual friends and whatnot.
Right.
And someone showed me him. And I was like, oh, this guy's, like, super funny.
He is.
And I just forgot about it. But then, like, he also has a very unforgettable face.
Yeah.
So, like, I was, you know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy was funny. And then, obviously, you guys started working together. Like, I never thought after seeing his Instagram and, like, seeing who he was, I would ever date this guy.
So
you're saying, like, 6 years ago.
Because I just never, like, put those, you know, I'd be like, I would never look at someone and be like, yeah, I'm going to date this guy.
But you weren't following him on
Instagram. No, I wasn't following him. I was admiring him.
You just saw him forever ago.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's so funny.
Shane, you met Sam because you're both on the Goldbergs, right?
So I met Sam like 10 years ago.
Oh.
Were you also
admiring him on Instagram?
Yes, I admired him on Instagram. I was like, this guy's really funny.
I love his memorable face.
Acting circles, I just saw him around when I was a teenager. And we never worked together, but we just knew each other. We had mutual friends. And then, I was working on Smosh. I knew Olivia. And then I happened to book the Goldbergs and started working on that with Sam. And I was like, how funny is this? I'm working together with him. Very early on, just talking to him, I'd work with him sometimes, and I'd be working here with Olivia. And there were times where I was like, they are so alike.
It's like a man and Olivia.
You tell me that too.
And you both, at the time, you were in relationships, but I probably, it's not great of me, was saying, hey, I know, like, whatever, but you guys would be great together.
No,
you were slipping it in.
But he never really said that.
Not really, but I just knew it, and... But then both of your things kind of ended mm-hmm. at this around the same time, like within months of mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. Sam would see photos of like Instagram photos with us, and then he started to be like, "Hey, so what's up with your castmate Olivia?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "What's up with her?" And then like,
but did he ever ask about me?
No.
No. But then yeah, he was like jokingly just be like, he'd be like, "Yeah, so what's up with Olivia? I love her." he just was super into you. Pretty quickly, and I kept being like, you guys would be great together, and then he kept being like, but I don't want to be in a relationship right now, like whatever. I'm like, all right, because sure, you guys would be great together. I would bring it up to you mm-hmm. and you were like, I don't know,
yeah.
Like whatever. But then he like commented on one of your Instagram stories,
yeah, like, you know, we would talk about Shane. That's how that was, like,
that was the main
ground.
Topic.
It's a great,
like,
great
hey,
topic.
You want to talk about Shane
it's a really
for
great
like,
topic.
5 hours?
Yeah,
sure.
It would literally, I think that was like an opportunity for us to like talk, but it would be about Shane, although like I think we both enjoyed talking to each other. And I was like, hey, Shane, yeah, I think me and Sam were going to like hang out in real life. And I was still, was I still in a relationship? I was like, it was a couple days after.
You guys were single. I remember before you ever met, you didn't actually have plans. You bumped into each other at a grocery store, right?
Right. No, it was.
Was that a little planned?
It was a little planned.
See, I had this narrative in my head that you guys bumped into each other at
the
grocery store like a
you.
Michael Bublé music
video. Remember when we started pulling things out from her? Like, she's like, oh, yeah, I went to like a movie or something. We're like, who'd you go to the movie with? And she's like, and we're like, Sam? Did you just the movie? She's like, yeah, just the movie. And then like later on, okay, we also like got a drink afterwards. I'm like, oh really, was that it? Yeah. That's all that happened.
Yeah. And
oh, okay. And then like a week later, it's like, yeah, we also like made out that night.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's no big deal, but we also smooched.
Yeah, no, that's, but you were right. Like, that this is why I think she...
Very quickly, like within a month, you guys were like, I love him, I love her.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I called
but
it.
But it's also really funny because we're so similar and like that's what attracted us. Not that I'm obsessed with myself.
You guys are different, but you have a lot of similar interests and views on life, and you take a lot of things in stride the same way.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, okay, you guys are going to work really well together. In that regard.
Yeah.
Because, you literally both, there's a specific grocery store in LA that I don't know anyone who goes there except for the two of you.
Yeah.
And stuff like that was where I was like, all right.
And like the way, like, we love to work out.
Yeah.
But these are all like outside things, like exterior things. Mm-hmm. But like, I would say Sam is probably the most genuine kindest yeah. person. Because
he really
is. He doesn't like fake it, you know? It's like he just like shows you exactly how he feels, and he's just so, so kind. I remember when we started dating, I was like, wow, I feel like you're just too nice. I feel like I'm just so mean compared to you. Like, you are. And then I was like, we both like talk shit.
I mean, that is an interesting distinction, especially with LA, because nobody wants to ruin a connection.
Yeah.
Everybody is playing the sort of nice game. And there are some people you could read through. You're like, all right, you're just putting on the face for me. It's weird. It's always weird. But when you find those genuine people, you gotta grab onto those people and
never let them go. Look, I'll admit, I think dating is really hard for me because I think it's really hard for me to let loose and be my weird self on the first couple dates.
Yeah.
So I don't feel connected because I'm not allowing myself to be genuine. And I recognize it. And I'm like, I want to stop. I want to be real, but I can't. Then I'm trying to be me.
Right.
And then that doesn't work. It's hard, man. It sucks.
But I feel like I always like said that any girl who dates Shane is just, they're going to. Shane is the best.
There's a diss at the end of this rainbow.
No, there isn't. I promise you. You're just so like well-rounded and like you really take the time to understand the other person's point of view, which is so important in a relationship. And I just see that like you always do that for everyone and you're so calm and yeah.
Are you going to cry, Shane?
Do we have any tissue?
Cry, you little bitch.
Do we have any tissue?
Do it.
I'm fine.
Honestly think you're such a great guy. Like,
thanks, Olivia.
You want to date?
I'll date Sam.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I always, I feel like you totally made the whole Sam and Olivia relationship happen. If it wasn't for you, I would.
Yeah, you have to compliment me now that I helped you find the love of your life.
If we ever get
married. You're legally obligated to compliment me forever. So that's all you're doing here is you're fulfilling that contract.
Is Shane going to be your maid of honor?
Ooh.
I
feel like it's only fitting that I am both best man and maid of honor.
I
just walk back and forth.
No, we'll cut you in half.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think you're going to look great. Like,
hey.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me.
What was up with that compliment before? That was really cool.
I have like a color. Like, I want lilac. And
color. Yeah, I get that. Was that choice was on purpose so that I couldn't do it.
Exactly.
You know, everyone knows lilac is not my color.
I was color swatching you.
Yeah. I got Pantoned.
But I really do hope that, Shane, you, I don't know, just make a speech or something if we ever get married.
I'll make a speech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better be funny.
Oh,
but like
I'm just
not
make it genuine.
Like not like that funny.
Not too funny.
Not too funny.
Not too funny where I'm like destroying the tone of the whole night.
Exactly.
Like you want to hit a certain like vibe at the reception, but be there, but like hit the laugh and then be like ha, 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 and then like kind of like smirk to myself and just be like no, but for
I'll
for
let
real.
You practice your stand up.
Okay.
My
tight five, just right there. Has nothing to do with you and Sam.
Yeah, just practicing your jokes.
Yeah, great.
I think the speech could go something like this. You just go, he was a boy, she was
a girl.
Could it be
any more obvious?
He liked punk and
she
liked
ballet.
What more can I say? See, I think you should just do something like that and just wait to see how long it takes for the people to realize you just ripped
off
a song.
And then as soon as I finish that one, just go right into, hey, hey, you.
I guarantee my parents will not understand what
I should be your girlfriend.
Well, you have to do it in Mandarin after.
Yeah. I have to learn Mandarin, huh? Mandarin audience.
Boy, I'll learn Mandarin to give a speech at your...
Chinese weddings are like dope though, right?
So lit.
I feel like every culture has better weddings than American weddings.
Yeah, we're like, I don't know, you like do a thing with the priest and then you go eat food and then you have some cake.
I just want to tell you guys, like, you guys are both single and like I know I'm always scouting for women for you
guys.
I'm always out there, you know, thinking about you guys.
Well, if you know a girl that's interested in somebody that's dead inside, then I'm your guy.
Yes.
So I feel like there's got to be somebody for that.
Yeah.
Somebody that just wants an emotionless rock.
Corpse bride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always thinking like, which one of my friends can date Shane or Ian or Keith or Courtney.
I feel like I don't do well.
Thank God I'm not single.
Yeah. I feel like I don't.
It always ends with that. All of your thoughts end with, thank God,
yeah,
I'm not single.
Thank God.
Like, I don't know if I want kale or celery smoothie. Thank God I'm not single.
Oh my God, celery juice. I've been obsessed.
Yeah.
Wait, you know, like,
does this just make you
go
shit?
On?
Oh my God, guys! Like, celery juice is like the newest trend. I mean, it's a little two weeks.
Celery
ago.
Doesn't really have anything to it, though,
well,
right?
You're wrong.
Isn't the point of celery is that it actually it's the only food you lose calories while eating because it takes more to digest it than it actually gives you.
Yes, but it's so good for skin and like you detoxify your liver.
Isn't it kind of like bad to eat like a lot of celery?
I'm sure it's bad to eat a lot of anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So for an entire week and a half, I was drinking celery juice every single morning and
that's
shitting
it.
My pants. Like,
yeah.
It was insane. Like, all these celebrities.
It gave me dysentery.
All these celebrities were promoting celery juice. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And, you know, Sam and I were like, let's try it. You know, so we would buy like a stalk of celery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one stalk of celery makes a cup of celery juice. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we were drinking that.
So it's pretty cheap.
I think
a stock
it's
of celery is like nothing.
$1.99, $2.99,
and it's only
$2.99,
and it's only.
I go to Whole Foods.
That's some fancy celery.
Let's
there.
Say it's only $250 if you get Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were doing that because Sam wanted to, you know, improve his skin, and I was just doing it because I'm a trendy LA bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So we were drinking that every morning, and I was just, dude, it was bad. Can I just tell you? This is gross. This
no,
is super
no,
gross.
Explain it in detail.
Because everyone is promoting it.
Just say it really quietly into the mic, just right up here. Just
okay, so like everyone's promoting it. And I'm like, if Jennifer Garner is drinking celery juice, I'm going to do it. So then I start doing it. And I had, the second time I had it, I was driving back home. And I had it, and Sam was like, dude, you got to take me home. Like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, all right, damn it. I guess he has one bathroom. I'm like, fine, you go to the bathroom. I'll go home because I live down the street. Dude, driving home was the worst. I contemplated just going on someone's lawn. Have you ever thought that?
Whoa.
I've never thought. I'm a pretty sane person.
So, but you would get out of your car, you'd park your car, get out, and just diarrhea on someone else's lawn.
Dude,
see, I'm taking the L. My Honda Civic is taking the L. That's why I don't get a fancy car, so I can diarrhea
I
in
feel
my
like
car.
In LA, you would jump out, diarrhea all over the person's lawn, person would come out and go, celery diet?
Yeah.
and then just drop trout and
yo,
just
respect.
Diarrhea next
Kim
to
Kim Kardashian comes out, celery juice.
I think it's fun to know that all these big celebrities are probably just diarrhea.
That's what I'm thinking. As I was
shitting themselves every day.
Seriously.
Jennifer Garner, Kim Kardashian.
Just shitting
Bella
all
Hadid.
The time.
They're all just shitting constantly.
And I want to tell you guys this. I remember thinking, like, I was sweating. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so bad. I contemplated crapping on someone's lawn. Like, that's... I've never thought that in my life, but it was so hard to like not think that.
Just imagine, dude. I had food poisoning on set on Goldberg's like a month ago, and I had to drive all the way home on the 405 with food poisoning, and it took an hour. And the entire time, I was like, I'm gonna throw up and crap all in my car. I'm gonna park my car in my parking spot. Open the door. It's gonna be a flood of just all of my body. As I just swim out of my car.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Do you guys remember Olestra?
No.
Are you guys too young for that? Okay.
I'm 12.
You know, I was born in a different generation. God. We worked with somebody. He was literally a year older than Shane. And he was like, we're from a different generation. So Olestra was a chemical that they realized that you wouldn't absorb the fat of like food if you put this like chemical called Olestra. So what they did was they put them in potato chips because they're like, oh, you know, potato chips are fatty. If you don't absorb the fat, then hey, you could eat a bunch of potato chips. What they didn't realize is that people don't just eat a single serving of chips. So what happened was people were eating entire bags of chips with the Olestra and then just shitting their brains out because it essentially like lubed up all the stuff down there and it just passed straight through.
That's awesome.
I think they were like Lay's.
Serving sizes of chips are an actual joke. I think a serving size of Cheetos is like 8 Cheetos. No one eats 8 Cheetos.
I eat Cheetos.
She eats
you
half
do,
a Cheeto.
Okay, this is one of the weirdest things about Olivia. It bothers me so much to this day is that she will pick up a Cheeto and she will take 10 bites out of it. No, she'll take 8 bites out of it. There'll still be some left and she'll set it down and save it for later.
People think I do it on purpose because I
no,
like,
it's real.
No,
it's,
like people think it's because, oh, you don't want to gain weight. No, it's literally because I just have these weird things that I like to do. It's just part of my quirk. I don't even do it for anyone. It's just who I am. I just like to take little bites.
It's so weird because I'm the opposite. I can't eat a single Cheeto at a time. I don't think I can eat 3 Cheetos at a time. I have to take a friggin' handful of five.
That's because you're an ogre.
5 plus Cheetos and smash them into my stupid mouth. Yeah. That's the only way I can eat Cheetos.
Just go, wow.
Speaking of Cheetos, this is a topic I actually wanted to talk about here because I've been bringing this up this week. Who the hell eats regular Cheetos?
Nowadays?
Flaming Hot Cheetos are the only Cheetos anyone should be eating. Anyone who eats regular Cheetos is for sure a terrorist.
Or probably just somebody from like 1990s in a time machine. Like, oh, Cheetos, great. Love
yeah,
these things.
Yeah, boy, just like whenever there's regular Cheetos around, I'm like, why did we do this? Who wants this?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's
it's,
better.
It's
there's
not
Flaming
bad.
Hot Cheetos. I know they're not bad, but Flaming Hot Cheetos are significantly better. Everyone could
they
agree
are.
About that. Anyone listening who disagrees, I don't...
Because it masks the flavor of Cheetos.
No, it's a different flavor entirely. Yeah. It's not... Flaming Hot Cheetos are not even, like, cheesy.
No, it's like a weird flavor. But, you know, you should try
so
it
good.
With cream cheese.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, baby. Hey.
That sounds crazy.
It's next level. So good. It's probably so bad for you, but I remember in high school, that's all I ate.
That sounds really
umami.
Good. You know what I will so admit, good. What I think I like more than Flaming Hot Cheetos occasionally is Takis.
Takis
Fuego.
Lit.
Takis Fuego are significantly...
But that's another thing. Would you eat normal Takis or would you just eat Takis Fuego?
Well, Takis Fuego are the only Takis.
Oh, really?
I don't think there's any... It's just, yeah, it's just hot Takis.
Well, since now we're on the topic of
fire Takis.
Snacks, and I've been wanting to talk about this. I've been thinking about
ooh,
it.
Ooh, what's okay. going on?
I'm really obsessed with Puffs these days. Like,
yeah, Cheetos Puffs are the only time where
no,
I think
not
the regular,
Cheetos Puffs.
No, not ooh. Cheetos Puffs.
No, just anything that dissolves in my mouth.
Anything
without me
puffed.
Chewing.
What things come puffed?
You can make anything puffed.
Well, how do you make things puffed?
I don't know.
What?
Like
Olivia.
Babies eat puffs because they can't chew.
Babies eat puffs?
Yeah.
Like what?
What kind of puffs? I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. So you're talking
you
like
put it in
oh,
mouth
oh like
and it
a rice like Rice Krispies, I guess.
Oh,
those
so
are puffed. That's puffed
it's
rice.
It's like soft, and then when you like just. Yeah. When you put it in your mouth.
Kind of like cotton candy?
Kind of like dissolves it.
Like cotton candy?
No, I think.
So that's a puff. Is
it's
that a
just,
puff?
I just love.
Sugar puff.
I love how like light it is and the minimum work that I have to do
right.
to digest it or eat it.
Hillary Puff?
That's funny. That's funny, Shane.
Thanks. That's what I do.
But it's a snack that I love. Been eating some sweet potato puffs.
Okay.
I've been eating some paleo puffs. Oh, those are good.
Okay.
They're like made.
Paleo puffs?
Yeah.
Made from like vegetables?
Yeah. It's like made from like cassava root or something.
See, I'm not like the LA
guys, I
diet
am
person.
So LA. I feel like.
You are, when it comes to diet, you're very
annoying.
LA.
It's so
the,
annoying.
The only LA diet thing I do is I love kombucha.
You also love poke.
I do love poke, but that's not necessarily LA.
That's not LA.
That's
not
really?
LA. Come on, that's Hawaiian. I mean, it's.
I do
Hawaiian,
love sushi,
but
I also love fish. I love all seafood. I will eat any type of seafood. When I go to Florida, the seafood there
do you
is
like
fantastic.
Uni?
What is that octopus?
Sea urchin.
Sea urchin. I've had uni.
I like it.
It's
some
really
people
good.
Are, that's like one that's like really split because it's like a it's more of a texture thing.
I had some in Japan that was really good.
It literally looks like a tongue.
Yeah, it's weird, but I like it. Yeah. No, I'm more a fan of like fish and crabs and lobster and shrimp and oysters. Oh my god,
oh my god
oysters on the
oysters.
Half shell, get out of town.
But I feel like if you eat like a bad oyster, you'll be.
Oh
your
yeah,
pants.
Yeah. You might as well drink a whole bunch of celery juice at that point.
Yeah,
yeah. I love me some oysters. I never even had an oyster until probably a couple of years ago.
Really?
Oh boy.
And my friend, she worked at like an oyster bar, so she was like, "All right," gave me the whole rundown and everything, and. Show me how to, you know, put the things on it. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, so like the the oysters from the Pacific coast of the U.S. Are like fattier and the shells are thicker because of the cold water.
Yeah.
But on the East Coast, it's warmer water, so the shells are thinner and it's less fatty. I was like, wow, I'm learning so much. And I'm going to pass off this knowledge so I can sound smart.
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys really think oysters are an aphrodisiac? Like, do you eat it?
No. I mean, apparently there is some science to that of like, but it's not extreme. It's not like,
because I
just ate an oyster, now I have a boner. It's just like, it might... You know,
if there's one thing that turns me on,
another.
It's slimy, wet sea clam.
Exactly.
You know?
So it's a myth.
I don't think it's necessarily a myth as much as it's just not. It's more like, oh, it can cause some things that might lead to some things. But
I also think, like, when you're having oysters, typically it's a more, like, fancy occasion. So there are other accoutrements.
That makes sense.
It's the ambiance.
Like, who just, like, hangs out and eats oysters? Like hey, bro, you want to... Okay.
And fishermen do bang.
They bang
a lot.
All the time. What else? Yeah. Hey, you know if they say the boats are rocking?
That's my...
It's some fishermen
That's why there's so many orgies in Jaws.
Really?
Dude, have you seen Deadliest Catch?
No.
They're just banging constantly.
I get seasick watching, like, sea movies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Perfect Storm. It's about an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Just about
the perfect storm.
Eating a ton of oysters.
I mean, George Clooney's in
it, right? George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg.
It's the perfect storm of
John
sexy
C. Reilly,
all combining.
All just banging. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, they had too many oysters.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the thing that happened today. So, yeah, we announced that Mythical bought Smosh, and we are now part of the whole family.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. We brought back so many people from the Defy disaster, and that's been really awesome.
Yeah.
We've been teasing this for a couple days, and the one of the big speculations was that Anthony was coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
I mean,
because you read,
there's
did you not read a single comment?
Dude.
No, I try to stay away from comments.
I try to as well, because it's like, oh, here's this announcement of like awesome, like Smosh and all this stuff. And it's like several comments be like, yeah, this is great. And then there's one comment that's like, sweet, now you can get rid of Shane, Olivia, Keith, Noah, and Courtney because they suck and I don't like them.
Oh,
I'm like,
I saw some
all right,
poll.
Dude, thanks for killing the vibe, man.
I just like to think that, you know, I'm just unliked all the time, so I don't have any expectations, you know? Yeah.
That's a good way of going through life.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
We've gotten very used to, it's been 4 years and I still see comments that are like, get rid of those, who are these new people?
Yeah.
Like, if you're commenting that means you haven't watched in 4 years.
I think that's the thing, because these sort of large announcements kind of pierce through the viewer base that's currently watching, it hits some of the old people that only know Smosh is myself and Anthony. Mm. Rather than the sort of family that we've since built.
Right.
So for a lot of those people, you're going to see those comments and they're going to be upvoted by other people that were like, what the hell is this? And, you know, for them, they're seeing something that's completely different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Anthony is not coming back.
I mean, the door is open. If he wants to come make videos with us, he's more than welcome.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, those people... they're not going to be happy either way.
Right.
Because if we get Anthony in a video, it's not like we're going to be going back to, like, you know, 2012 Smosh or even 2015 or 2016 Smosh. Mm-hmm. Like, that's past. That's gone. It's
right.
It's we did that and we've moved on. Like, we've built this family where we have this sort of thing that we're doing. And so and even if we did try to go back and do that, it'd be trash. You can't win with those people. It's like that's one of those cases where you just really have to trust in what you're doing and trust in the people around you and just kind of rally together. It would be fun to get Anthony in some videos.
I really want him for Try Not to Laugh and some other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I miss that guy.
I have a lot of ideas. Yeah.
A lot of Padilla ideas.
Oh.
So I'm sorry. I'll take that back. I'm taking that back right now.
I just want to say, like, with those comments, the thing that I think a lot, though, is that I think they're really disrespectful towards Anthony.
Yeah.
Because he's had his own channel. He's been doing his own thing for almost, is it 2 years now? More?
Almost.
And I mean, he's killing it and he's doing great. His stuff is really funny. And to say, like, oh, yeah, now Anthony can come back to Smosh and all that stuff, then what you're saying is, hey, stop doing your own thing. I only like you on Smosh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super disrespectful to him because I'm sure he's having a great time doing his own thing. I'm sure it's and it's awesome. It's great stuff.
I mean, and, he wouldn't be doing it if he didn't like doing it.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. And and to say like, oh, Smosh is only Ian and Anthony, and if Anthony's going off doing his own thing, like then fuck that. And that's not cool. That's not cool for anybody.
Because that's reciprocal. You're saying, oh, Smosh is only Ian and Anthony. You're also saying Anthony is only Smosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, no, if you're commenting that stuff, go support Anthony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go support him. Like, help, like,
or support everybody.
Yeah, support. I mean,
or maybe if you just don't have something nice to say, maybe just don't say it.
It's tough. But I know it's a small group because the majority of our fan base is so awesome and supportive.
Yeah, I feel like our fan base is just unlike any. Like, we've been around for 12 years, and like we've just seen everything. Like,
it's a wide range of people.
Yeah,
because
we do have like these sort of like legacy viewers that have been watching Smosh since 2005. Yeah. And we see it on our demographics. Our biggest demographic is 18 to 24, and then 24 to 35, and then 13 to 17.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's definitely a lot of people that grew up watching Smosh, whether they started in middle school or high school, and now they're in college, out of college. They popped out some babies. They're still watching.
Some experiences of meeting Smosh fans are really funny. Like, I was in Catalina Island doing the zip line there, and our instructor, every time he was, like, zipping people off, he was like, hey, so what do you do? And then I was like, I'm an accountant. He's like, cool. And he'd, like, zip them off, whatever. I come up, and he's just like, hey, Shane, as he's hooking me up to the zip line, he's like, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I do YouTube comedy. And he's like, oh, cool. What's the channel you're on? I'm like, oh, it's called Smosh. He stops. He looks at me, and he goes, I love Smosh, and then just pushes me off.
That's great.
Yeah, and then one time I was in Croatia, and my waiter at this one like outside restaurant, he was just like, excuse me, he's like, are you on Smosh? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, awesome. He's like, I thought you'd be taller.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
My God.
It was really funny. It was super cute.
Yeah, I've gotten that a few times.
And then
and it's just like sometimes it's like a look of disappointment, like.
I thought you'd be Rhett and Link.
Yeah, because there's been times when like it'll be like a girl that's taller than me. She's like, I thought you'd be taller. I'm like, well, I'm not. So
yeah,
I've gotten that before, but it's very different. They thought I was Mari. For real, they thought I was Mari. They took the photo, and they're like, yeah. So, Mari. I was like, oh, I'm like, you think I'm Mari?
But they didn't have any pretense that you were in Smosh before that. They just came up to you
and they
at a
like,
random place and
Target.
Said, I think you're Mari.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, oh no, I'm not Mari. I'm like, I'm Olivia. And they're like, oh, we only watch Smosh games. I never get offended when people think I'm Mari.
You two look nothing alike.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
Mari's got like purple
hair. What if
purple
he was just trolling me?
That's possible.
Oh, man.
Because that would have been sad.
I had a guy, and it was right after I cut my hair. When I had the bowl haircut, it was actually the first time I cut my bowl off because I went back because people were saying I had a receding hairline, and I got self conscious.
You don't.
Well, I do, but it's stayed in relatively same place. Doesn't matter. I probably read too many comments and took them
God,
to heart.
The comments
much.
Really, even when you think like, oh, they don't affect me, man. Yeah. One comment can just ruin your
I'm
day.
I'm getting a boob job. Because everyone says, no, it doesn't affect me. I'm just kidding.
But the first time that I cut my hair, I was walking through the mall and went to Hot Topic because that's where all the cool kids shop.
Yeah.
I think I was wearing a Smosh shirt, which is kind of embarrassing to say now because it's cheesy when you wear your own merch in public. But
I wear Smosh stuff
but at that time,
in public.
Well, that's
I have
what
sandals
I
that say Shane.
Me
but
too.
At that time.
That's my sandals say Shane too. Yeah.
But at that time it was also like free clothes, so half my clothes were merch. So the guy saw my shirt and he's like, oh yeah, I watch Smosh. I was like, cool man. And then I thought he was doing this bit with me where he didn't recognize me.
Aww.
And we were talking. We had a full on conversation about Smosh, and I started to realize like, oh, he doesn't know that I'm in it.
That's crazy.
And I was just like, and I didn't tell him. I didn't bother to tell him. I paid for my things, and I was like, all right, see you later, man. And I just walked out of there.
That's so funny.
But it was because I didn't have the bowl. The bowl is the defining factor. I got recognized way less when I cut the bowl the second time, too.
I think it's funny when I get recognized. What's great is it's funny is when they're like, "Hey, are you on? Are you on Smosh?" I'm just like, I'm like, "Oh yeah," and then there's those like that pause. It's kind of like they're like, "Cool," and I'm like, "Yeah, cool." And then eventually one of us is like, "Oh, do you want to take a photo or what?" I'm always super awkward.
Yeah, one person came up and they're like, "Are you guys Smosh?" And they're like, "Yeah," and then she just took a picture and just walked away. It's like, you don't want to be in it. All right.
There will be a couple times where someone will be like, "Oh, you're on Smosh." I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Cool." And they'll just like shake my hand and be like, then walk off. I'm like, "Cool. That was
that
very
was cool. Yeah.
Very respectful."
I've experienced that too. Wow. This is like these experiences are so unrelatable to so many people too. It's like such.
It is a weird thing. Yeah. Because yeah. Before Smosh, I never experienced that
Me
at
either.
All, and then it started to happen very quickly.
Yeah.
Within months.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Do you ever approach other famous people?
I don't. I think fans should always come up. If you see me out somewhere, I'm always willing to like take a photo or meet you or whatever. But I don't go up to other celebrities mainly because of fear of them being a jerk.
Mm. Right.
I'm like, I don't want to meet my hero and then be like mean to me. And then that's all ruined forever.
We went to the premiere of Dumb and Dumber 2, and there was like an after party, and Jim Carrey was walking by, and I was like, that guy's a legend,
yeah.
And I'm never going to get the chance to see him again, and I hate myself for doing this, but I'm going to just, screw it, I'm just going to do it, I'm just going to go ask him for a photo. And I was like, and he was walking by, I was like, hey man, would it be, like, big fan, you know, whatever, like, could I get a photo? And he's like, oh, sorry, no. And I was like,
A lot of celebrities just have a rule of like no. I've heard Chris Pratt has openly said like he doesn't.
Well,
do
yeah,
that.
Me and Chris are good friends. So,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, if you want that picture, I can make it happen.
I think I'd maybe
does
get a
still,
photo.
Does Chris Pratt still follow you?
I haven't checked. I'm not checked.
I think I would ask for a photo if it was something like kind of funny. Like if I saw Guy Fieri, I'd be like, all right, I'm getting a photo with Guy Fieri.
Oh man, I got a photo with Nick Crompton. That was like one of
see,
my
see stuff like that.
Moments.
That's great. That's smart.
I was like. Because it was maybe a few months after It's Every Day, Bro. And,
ooh, so that's prime Crompton.
Yeah, and
yeah,
Crompton
peak.
Is everyone's favorite.
That's,
like,
peak,
we can all,
that's peak Crompton.
We can all agree Nick Crompton is the true hero.
Yeah,
he's the heart
great.
And soul of, he was the heart and soul of Team 10.
Yeah.
I didn't like him for a while, but then I was like, and then we watched the documentary. I was like, wow, you're smart. Like, you have a brain.
Yeah.
He actually hit me up, When Defy collapsed, he actually hit me up and was like looking for some. He was trying to get in there.
What do you mean?
And try to save. He was trying to like look for a way to like save Smosh.
Aww. Nick Crompton bought
I was like,
Smosh.
This is so weird.
That's
we got
so
on a call.
Sweet.
We got on a call and stuff, and it didn't.
He's
didn't really
work
out.
He's such a sweetie.
Out. But anyway, so yeah, I saw him at a party at VidCon, and I was like, I gotta get a photo with Crompton.
You got to.
And I was like, hey man. England's my city too. And he's like, oh, I didn't even mean to say that. And then he just wrote it in.
That's
like,
cute.
Yeah.
There's
a nice guy. Good
there's
guy.
One YouTuber that if I saw, I'm getting a photo of, and that's Danny Sexbang.
Mm.
Huge fan of him. Have been for a long time. And I know a lot of people I know him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not trying to like force it.
Right.
Want it to happen naturally.
But you're saying if I were to set up a meeting.
Listen, all I'm saying is please. Help me meet Danny Sexbang.
Okay.
I would love that. God, I've been such a fan. Such
I think
a fan.
Ian can make that happen.
I know, really? I know, I like I know it's very realistic for me to meet
Are you
him.
Gonna embarrass me, Shane?
Yeah.
If I'm
going to drink a liter of celery juice before I meet Danny Sexbang.
And just dump.
And just dump right in front of him. He's just like, hey, how's it going, man? I just crap myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. I'm a fan of both the Game Grumps. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of. And I've seen Aaron. I saw him at VidCon, and I was just kind of like freaking out near him.
Yeah.
But because, I have my rule of like, I'm not going to go greet them, whatever. But I've heard they're the nicest people.
Yeah.
So I know if I went up and met them, they'd be cool.
Yeah, they're both incredibly nice.
But Danny Sexbang is specifically the one.
Music's great.
His music's incredible.
Honestly,
he's
great.
Such a chill dude. Yeah, man. Damien and I are huge fans of both of them.
I would love to meet him. I don't know who he is.
Oh, he's the best.
He's awesome.
He's a legend.
Can he be on this podcast?
He could be.
He would do great on this podcast.
I feel like he's touring all the time.
Yeah.
Like every time I've tried to like get something together, it's like, oh, I'm on tour. Or like he's on tour, you know.
Yeah.
It would be fun to get him in because he's incredibly nice. Like,
yeah, he seems it. He seems it. Yeah.
I love nice people who are successful.
He kind of reminds me of like the second coming of Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, that's kind of what he is in a way. I feel like a lot of times people who success finds them later are super, super nice. Because I've heard Steve Carell is super nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Danny Sexbang, he, you know, didn't really get blow up and stuff until he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, he's older now, but so he's probably grateful. Like, he's probably like, oh, man, he remembers not having all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
whatever. Probably put in a lot of work and put a lot of time into his craft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't just pick up an instrument or, you know, write like that out of nowhere.
He's so good.
We found out a couple days ago that one of the head people at Defy, or one of the leaders at Defy, blocked a lot of us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't block me, though.
He blocked me. And my Twitter is so... I'm not out for anyone. I'm nice on Twitter.
I hadn't tweeted anything about Defy
at
this time.
Did he hate my jokes that much?
No, I think it's probably like he just... You know when you feel guilt? No, I don't think he felt guilt.
No. It's like a breakup. He's just going to block her.
I was very happy that he still, you know, followed me, but then I realized, I'm like, maybe he didn't even remember me. Like, maybe he was like, I didn't think to unfollow her because she was so irrelevant to me. Mm. But then I was like, yeah. And I think, right, I was stalking his page.
Yeah.
I think he invested in, like, Swedish scooters. I'm not even joking. He keeps retweeting the Swedish scooter company.
God.
And I'm like,
someone from Clever, which was another Defy property that also got saved. They got saved by Hearst, which is a giant media conglomerate. Mm-hmm. She sent me a screen cap. I didn't even say anything about it. She sent me a screen cap this morning that she was blocked by him too.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh my God, we're all blocked.
That's insane. Look, I don't want to be petty. I don't want any ill will out there. But all I'm saying is if I happen to drink a liter of celery juice and be driving by his house, I might take a crap on his lawn. If in that scenario.
Right, right.
In that scenario where I can't hold it anymore. If I conveniently drive by his place and diarrhea all over,
right,
whatever.
As one
I
does.
Just feel like, you know, the industry is so small that one day, like, things will get around and I might see him again. And I, too, will drink celery. And I'm not that nice, you know. I might just shit everywhere around him, on him.
Like a circle?
Yeah.
Like you're doing some kind of seance? Yeah. Like you can't leave the circle of your dookie? We've talked about poop a lot on this episode.
It's been that. It's been
That's
that
my brand.
That is Olivia's brand.
Welcome to Poop Talk.
Welcome
this
to Poopcast.
Do you ever, like, he's like a great scenario of, do you ever just, like, think about how you're going to approach this person if you see them in public? I always, like, make up these scenarios in my head of, like, I'm going to do this and say this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Have you ever, I mean, all of us do this. When you get in an argument with a person in your head, like, I'll be in the shower and I'll be thinking about someone who, like, said something small to me, something insignificant, but I will, like, in my head imagine, okay, if they say something else to me, this is what I'm going to say. And then I bet they're going to say that. And then, oh boy, I'm going to say this. And then, oh, they're going to say that. And then, oh, I'm going to say that. And you just go through it. And you realize, I'll be like, I am so mad.
Yeah.
It's 8 in the morning. Yeah. Nothing bad has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll see that person that day and they're like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, this is,
I completely wimp out.
Me too.
I go through those scenarios. I'm like, yeah. And then I'm just a completely nice person to them.
Actually, I don't wimp out.
You don't wimp out.
I
don't.
And I think you've witnessed this.
Oh, yeah, you don't. It's why I will always avoid pissing you off.
No, but the thing is, I let it go really quickly, too.
Yes, that's the thing. You'll get mad, and it's scary, but then you you're making sure to like find a reasonable end to it.
I hate being unreasonably mad for no reason. And like when I'm actually really mad, I talk like a robot. It's so weird.
I've seen it a little bit.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know why I get into this like mode where I'm like, I'm really upset because of this and this and this. And then I'm like, I literally don't talk like that. But I feel like that's just how I'm like, that's how I stay calm.
Have you and I ever, I don't feel like you and I have ever really gotten into I feel like I'm pretty good at avoiding fights.
Yeah, I don't think you've
people.
Ever gotten into any arguments with any of the cast.
I don't think so either. I think Courtney and I have had a couple moments where we're like, a little mad at each other, but it's never a fight. It's just whatever. But I don't think so. Yeah. And Noah and I think, and I've known Noah for like 10 years. I think there was one time where he and I kind of got upset at each other, but then within 2 minutes I was like, hey, I'm sorry, man.
It's like whenever I am about to argue with Noah, like within 2 seconds, I'm like, I'm going to be exhausted after this. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to argue.
It's not worth the effort.
You
it's
guys,
really not.
You, yeah, Noah can, Noah, Noah's very good at arguing.
Yes.
You know, he would be a good politician. He could just filibuster for like
he
forever.
Could for sure he would agree with that.
He just talks and talks and talks and you're just like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Do you remember that phase where Noah just ranted?
Yeah.
Noah went into a conspiracy theorist phase.
Oh yeah, that was the phase.
He got very into conspiracy theories and he was always talking about him.
I think he picked up on it because after a while, like, we'd be at lunch and it'd be like, oh man, Noah's talking, and then like and then
I would leave. Know,
people would start to like find an opening to just leave the room.
Oh yeah.
And then it would just be me sitting there with him going like, yeah, I mean, like, I don't think it really works that way. Like, I don't think the public sewage system works in that sort of way, but all right, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's not how college tuition works, but all right, yeah. Yep, that's I don't think that's how taxes work, but okay.
I just love that, like, all of his rants will always, it'll go on for 2 hours, and then it'll always end with just like, yeah, and
know.
Like, it's like that, and like, I don't know, man, it's just whack.
Yeah, it's just
it's
whack.
It's like, all right.
No, it always ends with, it's just whack, man.
It's like, that's literally the end of every single rant.
But
it's
I think
great.
It's so funny how we, like, witness each other, like, go through phases, mm-hmm. and, like, we are, like, growing together, and it's, like, really cool.
You guys saw my, I went through my, I don't give a crap about what I wear for 2 years, and then my glow up.
Because mm-hmm.
I used to wear shorts, tank tops, and flip flops to work,
and a beanie.
That would be my outfit I wore every single day,
and nothing matched. It was like, I'm gonna wear a teal shirt and like a orange beanie. I'm gonna come in here with my khaki shorts above my knees.
Yeah,
I would say Ian's glow up was huge too. Like both of you guys and me. Like I always like notice what you guys wear. And I was like, wow, like, single Shane, single Ian. Like, I'm like, damn, they're fine.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I started rolling up my jeans.
Mm. Yeah.
Bought some desert boots.
I did have a beard, but then I had to shave it off for a video.
Do you remember
I was
that one time
pitbull.
Shane had to do a table read with us, and he just walked in with aviators and just never took them off?
I know. Inside, you know, the lights were bright in that conference
room. He had these sunglasses on for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I defended you.
Yeah, you did.
Because people were like, wow, you know, I'm like, no, I'm like, you know, he's living his life. He's
That's
25.
True.
He's at his peak. Like, let him do whatever he wants.
I was like, that was like 3 weeks into being single. And I was like, I got to let people know.
Yeah.
I got to let people know I'm on the market.
Or were you just
best
hiding
way.
All the tears?
No. Okay. Well, maybe. But no. No.
When Shane told me about his breakup, I cried.
Yeah, you and Keith are the first people I told. It was during an entire shoot week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so we were filming videos every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday, in the middle, like on a break, I just was like, oh, yeah, by the way, my girlfriend and I broke up. And I was like, don't tell anybody. I got to keep it together. And we shot a whole bunch of stuff. And
I think that was also the first, that might have also been the first shoot without Anthony as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Literally, I said goodbye. I remember saying goodbye to Anthony.
But we had to keep it
so,
a secret.
Being so, yeah, we couldn't talk about that publicly. But also, like, as I was saying goodbye to him, I was sitting there just in my head just being like, this is so much to deal with in 1 week. Two breakups in 1 week. It was tough.
Yeah. That's tough.
It was really tough.
You guys have been with me through my breakups, too.
Yeah,
we've all
man.
Been with each other.
So many of us went through breakups
and
stuff.
I remember, like, mine was hilarious. I'm like, just cried and I left.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there for that because it was in the middle of a table read and you just got up and you're like, I gotta go.
Oh my
right?
God. That was the saddest thing
I
ever.
It was so funny too. I was like, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I'm just like crying in front
man.
Of everyone.
I won't say his name. I'll change his name. But it was, you were reading a script, right? And it said that your character was supposed to cry.
Yeah.
And so you like started to cry and you're like, and we're like, Olivia, are you okay? And you're like, it's just me and Bob broke up. And then you like literally like shouted it and then you ran out of the room and we were all like,
dude, I'm dramatic as fuck.
Like, and I didn't know this was coming. Like, yeah. I didn't know any of this. And you said that and you ran out and like all of us were frozen. Like, we were like, what just happened? Was that part of, I don't think that was written in the script.
Meanwhile, when I heard about it, I was like, good.
I would have set up my friend with
according
her.
To plan. it's probably crappy of me, but there's probably times where you were talking about what you guys were going through, and I was like, oh, you should break up.
but I also was like, I never wanted it to tell. I'm also the type of person where I don't like to like air out my dirty laundry unless it's like for sure, because I don't want to seem like I like to seem like I'm reasonable and I have my shit together.
It's funny mentioning the like maybe saying like you guys should break up, because I feel like friends always want to either have the person break up with their significant other or find the person a new significant other. Like it's always like that weird thing where it's like, oh yeah, you guys should, like you deserve better. And then once they're broken up, they're like, you need somebody. You need here this person. Right. Take them. Like, it's funny. Yeah. We're just never happy with our friends just being in a relationship.
It's definitely a thing. Like going forward, though, I all my friends were so nice and everything, but I had one friend who, like a year before the breakup, kind of said like, oh, you know, I don't know if you guys are good together. I don't know if I like, just, I'm just, you know, not, no offense, but whatever. Yeah. And that actually was huge because it kind of gave me that, you know, confidence, that affirmation to go, okay, this is right. This is what I should do. And I've told all my friends since, I'm like, hey, the next time I'm in a relationship, if it's your opinion as my friend that it's not good, whatever, just please tell me. Like, I know I don't have to listen to it, whatever, but please give me those opinions because I value those. And it's very easy to get, what's the term? Like, you're not thinking straight when you're in a relationship sometimes. And if you're in not a great thing, it's easy to go, oh, no, this is fine. Yeah. This is normal. When maybe it's not at all. Mm-hmm. And your friends are all going, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
And I wish I did that.
As a friend.
I don't blame anybody. Yeah. I think it's very nice, but.
As a friend, like, and especially if you're talking about like emotionally abusive relationships or physically abusive relationships, as a friend, you know, it's important to suggest it, but with abusive relationships, oftentimes it's hard to pull them across, and you have to let them see the light sometimes, but still be there for them in the event that it happens.
Yeah.
Wow. What a dark subject to end on. We're coming up on our time. Any final thoughts? What did we learn today?
Celery juice makes you shit.
I think the celery juice makes you shit is the main thing.
Yeah.
Right. I'm once again, I'm just very excited about all this. This
Me
is
too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Being awesome. In the space, it's like, it just feels so natural, you know? Yeah. It just feels like home. Like, you know, where, you know, when I just, it feels like we just belong here and it's not weird at all.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a much cooler space. It's a much better vibe.
Yeah.
Already I'm having so much more fun. I mean, I've always loved the job, but this is even, it's somehow so much more fun.
Yeah. It just seems like we don't have like limitations. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like it just, I feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm like Bradley Cooper in that one movie.
Good.
Limitless.
I'm glad. I'm really glad it's all working out. So that does it for this episode. I believe we did get our shit together, and the podcast is on all of the podcasty things.
Woo!
So feel free to listen to it, subscribe to it. It comes out on audio form on all the podcast things. I believe it'll be on Wednesdays.
Ooh.
And
the best
then
day.
The video will be coming out on Fridays.
Ooh, the best day.
For now. So if you want to hear it first, you got to hear it on the audio. Can't see our pretty faces.
Nope.
Sorry. My face is really hot. Is it red?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you next week.
See you later.
See you. Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Bye. Gross.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.